chips, beef brisket, jerk chicken, and more. Kenosha Harbor Market on 2nd Avenue and Plaza Douay is open Saturdays from 9 to 2. This is WGTD. You're listening to Education Matters, the only weekly broadcast in southeastern Wisconsin devoted exclusively to a discussion of local educational issues. Education Matters is co-hosted by Dwayne Olson, a retired member of the teacher education faculty at UW Parkside, Karen Sconsert, an associate professor of education at Carthage College, Mike Kehoe, a retired substitute teacher and a current special education support volunteer at Bullen Middle School in Kenosha, Chuck Wolbers, a special education teacher with Kenosha Unified Successful Transitions for Exceptional Students Program, and Steve Brown, assistant professor of educational leadership at UW-Oshkosh. Now, here's today's Education Matters moderator.
And good morning, everyone, and welcome to this edition of Education Matters here on WGTD-HD, serving Kenosha, Racine, Elkhorn, and Lake Geneva. I'm your host, Steve Brown, and I'm very pleased to welcome once again into our WGTD studios here on the Kenosha campus of Gateway Technical College, Dr. Brian Albrecht, who's the president of Gateway Technical College. And as always, Brian, welcome to Education Matters here on WGTD.
Thank you, Steve. It's a pleasure to be back. You know, I really look forward to these programs. I think it helps to not only tell some great stories about Gateway Technical College, but learn a little bit more about what's happening within our community. And you've been a great advocate and support system for me here. And I know today, especially, we've got David Cole, your station manager, in our hearts and minds here. He went through a little eye surgery recently. We hope he's recovering well from that. And I know he's listening today, so I wanted to shout out and say good luck with everything, David.
And I'll make sure that I push the right buttons and everything, because David always listens. You know, you and I were chatting just before we went on the air here as far as taping, that you have been president here at Gateway for 10 years, because you were a guest of mine here on Education Matters when you first started as president, and it just doesn't seem possible.
Where has the time gone? I think of the same thing. You know, this time of year especially, we get ready for, kind of the 1st of July, which is our new fiscal year, so we kind of plan for the fall and beginning of a new academic year. And 10 years, it just went so fast, and there's so much that we've accomplished, and I'm very proud of all of the work that we do here at Gateway. But I look forward and go, wow, what will the next 10 years bring for Gateway Technical College and the great partnerships that we have with our community and hopefully all of the thousands of students that we're able to serve in the next decade?
We have a list of topics that we're going to talk about, but if you had to kind of encapsulate in 30 seconds or 45 seconds how this past year has gone, some of the highlights and some of the things that maybe could have gone a little better. What are some of the things that would come at the top of the list?
Yeah, there's many. You know, I continue to look at what are we doing currently to position ourselves for continued support and growth within our community. And in February of this last year, we announced our Gateway Promise. We'll talk a little bit about that later in the show. But that, I believe, is going to be a cornerstone for the future, because it really impacts the affordability of higher education and creates greater points of access for students and for families for generations to come. I'm very proud that we were one of the first colleges in America to start that Promise initiative. But I also look at new programs. We added some new programs, our Vet Tech program, which is extremely popular right now. We're going to open up some new services in that area. We opened a new gas meter technology program. We continue to refine our facilities to be more conducive to the educational learning environment. And probably, for me personally, it's how well are we serving our community, and the fact that we're involved in so many community-based organizations to help provide, you know, the types of services that education people expect from the education world. But, you know, in Kenosha, we're helping with the Wi-Fi system and the broadband technology. And in Racine, we're working on their Racine Unified Academy programs. And so Gateway is really part of the fabric of community growth. And I think that's one of the reasons that we've been around for over 105 years now, and hopefully many more in the future as well, because our community values our service.
In the last several days, the governor has announced that there might be some changes in a positive way in terms of the budget and for higher education for both the UW system and the technical colleges. No actual numbers yet, and it's just speculation, but What does that say to you in terms of how higher education is being viewed at the governor's level and in Madison, whether it be with the legislature? What kinds of things are you hearing through your presidential grapevine, if you will?
You know, there's a lot of discussion that happens, whether it's the two-year technical college or the four-year universities. And I know the headlines in the papers and sometimes in the media, even on the radio, only kind of talk about the cuts that are being made. But there are other investments that are being made. And some of those address financial aid opportunities for students, increased amount of dollars for Pell Grants to create greater points of access, services for buildings and facilities to improve the conditions of the learning environment. You know, really trying to reform, if you will, the student accountability and the student success measures with creating multiple programs. And a lot of those are articulated between post-secondary programs, Gateway and UW Parks, that have a dual enrollment program and a Forward Together initiative, which allow a more seamless transition for students. So there are a lot of positive things. Funding is always a challenge for any organization, whether it's a public school or a local business, I think. But for Gateway, and specifically the technical colleges, Governor Walker's been very supportive of us. I mean, Act 10 created some structural changes that we needed to make here at Gateway and in other colleges, but there's been investments as well. So the Fast Forward Initiative brought $1.8 million to Gateway. Some of the new grants that are available for short-term training initiatives have allowed us to expand our programs and services. We know that there's more that we can do, and we will continue to find ways to manage our budget to allow us to continue to grow. But I'm appreciative of the fact that our legislature and our governor talk positively about Wisconsin's technical colleges, and many times they mention Gateway Technical College specifically, and that makes me feel real good that we're doing what we can to be responsible for the investments that are made and at the same time responsible to the employment needs of our community.
As this academic year is now winding down, maybe if we could talk first about the graduation and how that has gone.
You know, I have a chance to attend a lot of graduations. So this year I went to Lutheran University in Milwaukee's graduation, UW Stout's graduation, and I watched a couple online, of course went to ours, and I am always so inspired by the graduations of the technical colleges. And at Gateway, we have such a remarkable experience for our students, and we graduated over 850 students this year. And that's a remarkable number again, and that's just the associate degree and diploma programs. If you add the GED, HSED, adult high school graduates, and short-term certificate programs, it's well over 1,200 citizens in our community have earned their college diploma through Gateway this year, which is, I think, a big infrastructure piece to the success of the need for more advanced education in our community. But that particular ceremony is inspirational because it's not just about the student. It's about the journey that the families of our students have gone on together. So their parents are there, their grandparents, their siblings, and in many cases it's a spouse that's graduating, and they're just cheering and so proud of the accomplishments that they've made. Most of our students are first-generation college students, so it's a brand-new experience for many of them. And after the program, I stay for our reception and visit with them, and they're excited about either their job offer that they had or taking some more classes and advancing their education even beyond Gateway.
You know, our listeners are primarily certainly in Kenosha and in Racine, but Gateway covers our campuses are in Kenosha County, Racine County, and Walworth counties. And we have the Horizon Center, we have IMET. You know, oftentimes we just look at our own little backyard, if you will, depending on where we live. Give us a sense of our college, because it is so spread out. If you look at where we are right now here in Kenosha, and you look at our furthest western campus all the way out in Walworth County, I mean, that's a heck of a distance.
Yeah, I try to drive it every week, so I know, I know how far it is. But you're right, and it's one of the challenges that I face in trying to tell our story, because if you're in Kenosha and you drive down 30th Avenue, you see Gateway Technical College, and in your mind, that's what Gateway represents. But you know, when you start looking at all of the satellite centers that we have and the multiple campuses between Racine and Elkhorn and Kenosha, it's amazing. We're the fourth largest college in Wisconsin with the number of students that we serve. And to give you a little context to it, on the Elkhorn campus, this year we opened our new vet science program. There are only two of them in the state, and Gateway has one of them. We opened our new RPM Center, Reader Precision Machining Center, which is all about Swiss screw technology, micro machining. We're one of the very few colleges in the country that offer that particular program. But we have IT programs, certified nursing programs, just a wide variety of services that are available on that campus, including a partnership with the Walworth County Workforce Development Board, and we house their offices. So if you're looking for a job, we can connect you to training. If you're working, graduating from high school and looking for a college in your home community, it's available right there. And it's quite unique, and it's always inspiring because it is one of our newest developed campuses. So it's the youngest campus, and yet we continue to serve over 4,000 students on that campus. Our oldest campus is our Racine campus, founded in 1911. A beautiful campus, again, right on the shores of Lake Michigan. Many people may have not even made it all the way downtown to see that campus, but unique in its history, unique in the types of services that are offered there as well. A very advanced welding program on that campus, a lot of healthcare programs related to health information technology programs, graphic design programs, IT programs. In fact, one of the most popular programs on that campus is our culinary program. Mm-hmm. It's where we have our gourmet dining room. We have a conference center on the Racine campus, so it's used by the community a lot as well. And so Racine is unique in the way that it provides its services. And right here in Kenosha, this is our main campus. Actually, the administration offices are here. Again, unique programs around the Center for Sustainable Living, the Pike Creek Horticulture Center, partnership with Train and our building automation programs, a lot of our general education courses. And then we add the unique centers, the Horizon Center for Automotive, Aviation, Diesel programs, the Hero Center for Health and Emergency Response out in Burlington. And all of those offer unique perspectives on the types of training that's necessary for our community to be successful.
As you look at your job as president, obviously one of the many things that you have to do is to work very closely with the governing board. And I know there are some recent changes on the governing board, and maybe if you could talk a bit about that.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. I think that's one of the things that makes technical colleges unique in Wisconsin from other states around the country, in that we have a local governing board made up of 9 members, 3 from each of the counties that we represent. Those board members are appointed by the county board chairs, and they're intended to reflect the needs of that region within Southeast Wisconsin. And I want to just welcome Kimberly Payne, who is our newest trustee. We'll take her oath of office in July. She represents the Racine community and is an employee at the Racine County Workforce Development Board, which is a perfect connection to Gateway because we're doing similar types of work and helping people find jobs through skilled training. And I want to thank Susan Greenfield, who is leaving our board and has just done a remarkable job representing the Racine community and bringing new ideas and values to us as it relates to the environment, sustainability, and really community outreach through community-based organizations. All of our trustees bring a unique perspective from representing local schools to manufacturers to government agencies, and it provides me a great sense of confidence that our leadership is really helping be a reflection of our community.
You mentioned earlier the Gateway Promise, and I know that has been talked about before, and it's on the website. Maybe if you can share with our listening audience what that is all about, and the impact that it has on the college and particularly on our communities.
I'd be happy to. It's one of the things that I love to talk about the most. A little over a year ago, President Obama, in his State of the Union presentation, his speech, talked about America's College Promise and trying to make community colleges more affordable. Much of the language around that has been free community college. Well, it's not all free, right? But it has helped to cover the tuition and fees of what it takes to go to college. Students would still be responsible for their housing, transportation, and some of the things that are necessary that are required to go to colleges like Gateway. It could be child care. It could be lots of different things. So in February, we were able to launch our Gateway Promise, which is a version of support for all of the students that are in high school in the 3 counties we represent. So every high school student graduating with some expectations, graduating with a 2.0 or better, so a C or better, have had good attendance, have made a commitment to take part in a financial literacy program and a college bridge program for college awareness, are going to give back to the community through some level of service, and there's lots of ways that that can happen. And then when they apply for the federal financial aid through FAFSA, there will be a calculation made of what eligibility they will have for federal dollars. If that amount is less than the average cost of tuition at Gateway, our college foundation will pick up the rest of the tab. So it literally would be a free college tuition voucher for any student that meets the minimum qualifications for that program. We estimate that over 1,700 students in our three counties would be eligible for that funding, which could really allow for a much richer conversation at the community level with parents and counselors about how could I also get to college if I didn't have all the financial support that I needed at home. So we're really optimistic and excited about the Gateway Promise.
You know, as you talk about that, one of the things that seems to always fall off the radar, Brian, is that the state of Tennessee has free college tuition for all high school seniors who graduate with essentially the same criteria that you just mentioned. So it sounds certainly, to me at least, that the Gateway Promise is really dovetailing into exactly not only what the president talked about, but what the state of Tennessee is already doing.
Yeah, I think you're right, Steve. Historically, the community of Kalamazoo, Michigan was one of the first to create a college access program for all of their high school graduates. But in that time frame now, you're right, the state of Tennessee, the state of Minnesota, the state of Oregon have all put these programs in place to help create greater awareness for the role of community colleges, to advance an economic driver for their state, to really engage young people in technical careers, because that's a really strong area of need for us. Tennessee has actually had an increase of over 30,000 students in their community and technical colleges, so they will be the leader in this country on the preparation of a skilled workforce. We're trying to do our part here in Southeast Wisconsin to make sure that our employers have enough young people in the pipeline to go into technical fields. And so we've got to continue to be strong advocates for the importance of Gateway and make sure that our programs are spread out and diverse enough so that we can really leverage the interests of students today to access the two-year college system. What I also like to remind everyone is that that's just the beginning. It's not the end. So you can still go on and get a four-year degree, and you can go on and get a master's and a doctorate degree. But a starting point to have some background and competency in a skill area is really like an investment in your own future, because those skills are going to be in our country, in our community for the rest of our lives, for sure.
You talk about the workforce. Maybe if you could talk a bit about the Workplace Award here at Gateway, because certainly that's something very important for our community and for the whole area of workforce development.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. I'm honored to be able to share with our community that this is actually the sixth year that Gateway Technical College has been recognized by the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel as a top workplace award winner. And what that means is we've surveyed every employee at Gateway with a series of questions, and the survey was done by a third party, and we ranked against other employers of our side. So these are major industries throughout Southeast Wisconsin, and we continue to receive high scores. And I think it's because we try really hard to engage our employees in the work that we do. So our employees are certified and trained in Lean Six Sigma. Every employee at Gateway is a white belt certified employee, so they're constantly looking at improvement processes. Customer service orientation is training is important and required by all of our employees, and we have a lot of different ways that employees can be engaged through focus groups, listening sessions, you know, program expansion. And I'm really proud of the fact that our goal 10 years ago was to create a more engaged culture here at Gateway, and this recognition helps to validate that we're making progress in that
mm-hmm.
area.
You talked earlier about involvement with school districts. Maybe if you can chat a bit about the academies with Racine Unified School District, because certainly that's something that's very important for high school students and for the overall educational process.
Yeah, absolutely. The academies of Racine are probably one of the flagship models that is being created. But just in kind of context, Gateway has articulation programs with all of the high schools in the three counties that we serve. And over this last year, over 3,000 high school students earned Gateway college credits for a total of 12,000 college credits or $1.5 million in savings on tuition for their families. So we're really proud of the work that we do at all of our high schools at Wilmot and Badger and Westosha and Union Grove and Waterford. They all do some remarkable work in building that alignment. But recently, Racine has really invested a lot in the development of an academy model, which means that students beginning their freshman year in high school will begin to take courses that are are aligned in a pathway, so they are sequenced in a way that students will be able to gain the academic skills along with some applied technical skills in an occupational area. So it might be an academy in hotel hospitality, in manufacturing, or in business and IT. And those courses that are aligned with gateway courses beginning their junior and senior year will count for college credit. So students will be able to earn college credits beginning their junior year and hopefully then shorten their time that it takes to get a college degree and the expense that it takes to get a college degree. So we're really proud of the fact that Racine has embraced our academy partnership the way they have.
How does that dovetail into the career pathways?
I think it hand in glove, it works perfect. This last year, Gateway was selected as one of 20 colleges in the country to develop what's called the right signals, the alignment of industry credentials with academic credentials through a pathway model. So that as we develop our sequence of courses, which many people that have gone to college recognize, you get a program plan sheet and take this class, next semester you take class two. Well, we built that backwards now, all the way down through the sophomore and junior year of high school. If you begin to take those entry-level courses while you're in high school, we will count those toward your college degree. You just continue that path right into Gateway, receive your industry partnership credentials along with it, and at the end of the journey, you've got your academic college degree, you've got your industry credentials that are aligned for that, you've got a network of support within your community through some level of work experience component, and that will make you more readily employable and at a higher level. So you're beyond entry level. We're giving you the skills to become an advanced employee for an employer in their area.
Before we talk about new programs and facilities, maybe if you can just talk briefly about Gateway's involvement with the American Association of Community Colleges.
Yeah, that would be our national organization. So in Wisconsin, Gateway is one of 16 technical colleges, and every state has a community or technical college system. Collectively across the nation, there are over 1,200 community and technical colleges. We would be one of those. And they all join an organization called the American Association of Community Colleges. And I'm proud to represent Gateway. I was just elected to the executive board of AACC. We hosted the first conference in Chicago a few months ago, and Nick Pinchuk, the CEO for Snap-on, was our keynote speaker. And we've been really active in that national platform and dialogue to create greater awareness and greater importance for the role of America's community colleges.
And the final topic, if you will, as far as new programs, facilities, my guest in the next segment will be Ray Kakari, who's dean at the Racine campus. I know there's some changes taking place on the third floor there in terms of IT, but maybe if you could talk briefly about new programs across all the campuses.
Yeah, I'd love to, and we'll come back and do a show again because we could probably do a whole hour on new programs. But we're right now in the construction phase of a new law enforcement training center on the Kenosha campus. It'll include crime scene investigation, a new simulation lab, tactical training labs, and a shooting range for our officers. Very proud to be able to move in that direction and provide greater services to the protective services industry. We're opening a new arborist program, so urban forestry is a new offshoot of our horticulture programs. I mentioned we opened a new vet tech program and a gas meter program. Some of the things that are quite unique to Gateway is we are rededicating our launch box. So we moved our entrepreneurial center from downtown Racine to the Racine campus. And on June 8th, we'll have a little celebration from 4 to 6 over at the Racine campus and acknowledge the important work that entrepreneurship. This summer, we're going to be hosting Maker Girl to help celebrate our Fab Lab network. And Greg Herker is the national chair of the United States Fab Lab network. So Gateway's in a great position for innovation, entrepreneurship, and expansion of programming throughout all of our campuses.
As you look back at your career as an educator, starting as a teacher at Cornell High School, your 10-plus years at the Department of Public Instruction, your position here at Gateway when you started as associate vice president and now as president, as you look into the Brian Albrecht crystal ball, what are one or two things that you would really like to do, whether it's here at Gateway or any place in terms of education?
Yeah, that's really a great question. You know, and I've been so fortunate with all of the places that I've worked, from the high schools to the Department of Public Instruction, and certainly nothing's been a greater influence on my life than our time here at Gateway Technical College. And I continue to look at the important role that our school here at Gateway plays and how the feeder systems from elementary, middle school, and high school play an important role in Gateway being successful. And there's a couple of things that I'd really hope and dream for technical colleges in Wisconsin, and especially Gateway, is that we continue to be a critical element for our communities in solving community-based problems. Some of it relates to educational experiences, but there are so many things that take place within our community that Gateway has expertise and resource to help solve. You know, we have over 1,000 employees with a lot of expertise that can help generate interest and create support and create new ideas. And that whole spirit of innovation and entrepreneurship that was founded over 100 years ago, and the reason we have Gateway here today, is still, I think, essential to community growth and community building. And then maybe the second thing that I'm, you know, equally fond of is if you look around our community and pick any profession you want and start talking to people about where they got their education and training, it's likely that it was in some way connected to Gateway Technical College. And to think about the fabric of our community, from our nurses to our firefighters to our police officers to our ITs and our bank tellers and everyone that's involved, this is where the training takes place. And so those jobs that are essential to sustaining strong communities and vibrant communities and leadership within communities happens as a result of an experience in a technical college like Gateway.
And, you know, I would be remiss if I didn't thank you personally for WGTD in terms of your support of WGTD, because obviously we are a service of Gateway Technical College. And in these days of tight budgets and everything, you know, which we all have to deal with, but your support has been fantastic, and
it is easy to support WGTD. You do such a great job of helping us share our story with our community, and more importantly, provide a very important service to our community. And I'm really grateful the fact that we're able to be a part of this network and to be a part of helping all citizens throughout the three-county area create greater access to any type of learning, whether it's through the radio or whether it's taking a class on campus. And so just a big congratulations to you and your team as well. I noticed that you received 2 new awards from the Radio's Broadcasting Association
this year. That's right.
Big congratulations to you on that as well.
As always, I want to thank you for everything that you do, and also thank you once again for being a guest here on Education Matters.
It's my pleasure, Steve. Thank you.
And we continue now with Education Matters here on WGTD-HD, serving Kenosha, Racine, Elkhorn, and Lake Geneva. And my guest once again here on Education Matters is Ray Kakari, who is Dean of the Racine campus and also Dean of Business and IT for Gateway Technical College. As always, Ray, welcome to our studios, and you've spent many hours in this studio.
I sure have, and thank you for inviting me here today to speak. I'm excited to be here, actually. We have a lot going on in the Racine campus and business and IT, and I surely like to share that with your listeners.
Why don't we start off? The obvious starting point would be to talk about this past year in review as far as some of the things in the area of business, because that's one of your areas of responsibility here at Gateway.
Sure, and part of that I want to talk about some of the things that we've done in the business division, but throughout the college, to try to move our high school students closer to us in regards to true pathways. So the high schools are now starting to get the idea that a pathway, which is a set course, a defined course for students to go down, say they have the skills necessary to go down a manufacturing pathway or a business pathway, they can get enough courses to actually have some sort of certification by the time they graduate. Well, the beauty of that certification could lead to employment right away. The other side of that, though, is it connects them with our instructors. It connects them with our campuses, and hopefully they'll come here to Gateway and actually be students here to get an associate degree, or a technical diploma, whatever fits them. That's some of the things we've done. We've done a lot of articulation agreements, too, with four-year universities over the past year. We now, our business and IT programs were ACBSP accredited, which is a very high accreditation. That means almost all of our faculty have at least a master's degree in the business and IT areas, and that we can only hire them at that level. So the future will only be master's level faculty. Now, what that brings also with it, though, is a responsibility for us to teach at a higher level. So in our business classes, you'll see them being redeveloped into much stronger business programs, and students have to work much harder on business plans, marketing plans. Same thing in marketing. You'll see those change. Our graphics programs have changed. We're now fully 2+2 to the MIAD, which is, if anybody knows, that's one of our top art schools in Milwaukee. So fabulous things have happened. A true transfer to MSOE, transfers to UW-Parkside, Carthage we're working on right now. So we've got a lot going on in the way of four-year true transfers, which we're excited about. So a student can come here, finish their associate, and we're not saying they can do that in 2 years. We're saying we call this an A to B transfer, so they get their associate to bachelor's.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you something. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of times when anyone hears the word technical in the name of a institution of higher education, they don't always realize that you can get an associate's degree with all the general education courses that you need to take if you were going to, let's say, a community college. How do you market this? How do we brand Gateway Technical College in terms of going out and talking to high school seniors or even guidance counselors at the high schools in Kenosha, Racine, or Walworth counties?
And that's a great question. We actually have new student specialists that are in every one of our high schools today. But, you know, that's not going far enough. We are there every week now in every one of the high schools in the three counties. But the reason I say it's not far enough is when you think about who's the most influential person in the household to a student on what direction they're going to take, it's usually the mother.
Mm-hmm.
And it's usually in the middle years, so they're usually in middle school and early high schools when they're actually talking those decisions through. So that's the audience we have to get to. So we've gotten to the high schools now. Now we have to get to the middle schools and then get to some of those parent groups and organizations so that we can be involved and let them know what's available. Because when you look at it, we're about a third of the cost of going to some of these universities and half of what it costs to go to a UW system.
Mm-hmm.
And our credits directly transfer. So I hope that helps.
Absolutely, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So what else in the area of business? And also, we'll talk about IT, but certainly with the big push with business and the employment picture is certainly looking better here in Wisconsin and across the nation. How is that reflected in your programs and all the business programs and the courses that are taught here at Gateway in terms of what's happening in the employment area?
Well, I'm glad you asked that because we're seeing more and more of our students come in from that are already working in the business areas, coming in to get that degree, that associate degree, so they can move up. But we're also having employers ask us for more and more interns. And that's a trend that's happened over the last 3 years, and I think it's going to continue, is they want to find that, you know, it used to be networking or it used to be recruiting part of that, but now it's bring somebody in that can do the job hands-on. If we like them, we're going to offer that job. And that's what we're seeing happen. And I think that's a great thing for our students. For one, they get paid for that internship. And the second thing is they find out, is this the company that fits me? Because, as you know, it's all about fit. Where are you going to perform the best? You're going to perform the best where you have the strengths that that company needs and that you're allowed to grow. So that's usually where you want to be. At least that's what we're teaching. So the other things I want to talk about, if you have a minute,
sure.
Is we also, in the business, marketing, and some of the IT areas, we added a technical diploma. And the reason we did that, which is a one-year diploma, was to get our students so that they're marketable much faster. In the past, most of them waited till their fourth semester or that after they graduated to go look for a job. Now we're encouraging them, go look for that job. see if your employer can help you pay some of this tuition cost, because that really is a burden to a lot of people, is the cost of tuition and books. And we're hoping that, you know, this technical diploma can help them and then continue on to their associates, bachelor's, and so on. The other area, though, you know, we haven't talked about international.
Mm-hmm.
And we have had a great international year. We went on many trips this year. Germany, Iceland, Peru. We were in Orange Walk Village again in Belize. This year, we're also having students come now from a lot of these countries. So this year, we'll have visiting students from Germany, Italy, and Morocco. So talk about culture and service learning. That's what this is all about, is to open people's eyes to what it is to learn about the cultures, and then also the service learning, because that breaks all barriers down. Communication, everything, it breaks down because you're working together to solve a problem.
Mm-hmm. How does that impact our college here, Gateway Technical College? You know, when you look at the big picture as far as Gateway, by having that international component?
As far as incoming students, we're still in the infant stages of that. I'd say we maybe have 20 students that are international students full-time. But, you know, that's something you want to grow carefully to make sure that you have all the support services in, because they need English as a second language usually, and they need a lot of other support around them. We don't have facilities to house them, so they have to find that on their own, and we don't have transportation between campuses. So we have some barriers here for them, but hopefully we can work those out over the next few years and make this a nice place for them to come. But we have had very successful candidates come from places like Tanzania. I know two students that came here, went on from here to MSOE with all their transfer credits, and then went back and actually applied what they learned. So it's a very, very good program for that. But it's really then about relationships and service projects that really help open the eyes.
Mm-hmm. Certainly another area of your responsibility is the whole area of IT, information technology, rather.
Yep.
Obviously, there are some big changes that will be taking place in this next academic year. Maybe if you could share with our audience what's going to be going on with IT, in particular between the Kenosha campus and the Racine campus.
I'd love to do that, and I can't thank our advisors enough. That's the industry advisors that are out there. They work hard with us to develop our programs, first of all, and we have four major programs. So we have computer support specialists, which is all about tactical, your hands-on, fixing computers, printers, and working help desk. We have the networking side of the house, which is really making sure the servers are running in their interconnectability. And we have the software developers who are writing code for businesses, airlines, whatever it happens to be, to solve business problems. And then we have the web people who are doing exactly that, writing all the content for the web and making sure the services work on the web. And then we've added recently SharePoint to the web. So now we actually do the back office side of that. And so those are more for internal, but some are using it for external purposes. We also have developed on our networking side of the house a security program, but it's not robust enough. So what we're doing now, working with our advisors, we're actually going to create a cyber security program, a two-year program, and we're going to actually create cloud, because everything's going to the cloud.
Mm-hmm.
I think you hear that all the time, and you see all the commercials about that. Well, we're actually going to have an associate degree. We're working with Madison Area Technical College, and we'll be co-developing that with them.
I've noticed on the Gateway Technical College website, on gtc.edu, that almost all of the sites, depending on where you click, up in the upper left-hand corner, you can click and you can actually hear what is on the screen visually, and you can hear it. How has that gone over with the users?
Well, I think it's just one more way that they can use they use it. You'll notice our younger students, especially, they go mobile, mm-hmm, on all their applications, mm-hmm, and they love to listen. You'll notice they always have earbuds in. So that's the reason you see that happening, is because those are the people that are excited about that technology, and it's drawing them in. So that's really good. We're seeing younger students come in to our classes. In fact, at the high schools, I have to tell you, we are in a second year of our a grant, we went out for the grant and said in the first year we'll get 200 students in. We actually exceeded that, had 250 students in. So now in the second year we said we'll try to get 500, and I think we'll make that. We'll find out over the next year. But they're excited, and this is just in IT. Now the move, we talked about the move real quick. We've had programs in Elkhorn, Racine, and Kenosha, and they're all a little different, what we offer. We're building out the third floor of the technical building on the Racine campus, so it'll be totally changed into a brand new IT center of excellence, and that will hold all the programs, all of them, except for we're still going to leave Elkhorn like it is because it's so far away. They're going to still do networking and computer support specialist out in Elkhorn. But here in Racine, we will do computer support specialist, networking, software development, web, SharePoint, and the network security, and cloud eventually. And then cybersecurity will be out in Elkhorn. So that's the way it's shaping up. But I have to tell you, I can't wait for the community and the students and our advisors to see this when it's completed. I brought some floor plans for you to see. But literally a beautiful area. We have classrooms in it. We have labs in it. When you walk in, you're going to get that high-tech impact because one of the things we're going to have up is an 80-inch TV with just 5% of the attacks on the World Wide Web that are directed at the U.S. And you only see 5% of them because that's more than you can even follow.
Mm-hmm.
But it's pretty impressive to watch. And so that's going to be our high-impact entrance into the facility. And I think people will really appreciate that. And then we're going to have next to it Gateway's impact. So how we're being targeted so people can see, hey, it's not just worldwide, but Gateway itself is being targeted by hackers all across the world. So it's interesting because every company is, and we're just going to use that to go get people excited about what they're seeing. This year we're also doing something that I don't know if you've heard of the Hour of Code. But the Hour of Code is where we bring middle schoolers in, and we actually, for 1 hour, have them write code. And you think that's not possible because they've never done it. It's the most exciting and most fun part of this job, I tell you. Last year, we had three middle schools come to the Racine campus, and that was about 180 students, and they went wild. And in an hour, they wrote spectacular code, and it was fun. And it's all about gaming. That's what we're teaching them. But the same principles apply to business. So that's why we're trying to do this. This year we're going to double that from about 180. We're looking to try to get 500 students from Racine into both the IMET facility and the Racine campus the same day and pull this off. If we're successful, we're going to expand it to Kenosha next year and Walworth the following year. So look for this Hour of Code where we're going to bring in lots of students from the middle schools and get them excited about IT because that's if you look at the future, that's where it's at.
Mm-hmm.
Everything I've looked at says 6 out of 10 jobs over the next 10 years are going to be IT in some fashion, and I believe that's true.
In wrapping things up, Ray, if you could look into your Ray Kakari crystal ball in terms of what you would like to do, not only at the Racine campus where you're the dean, but for Gateway, something that you've always thought about doing that you haven't been able to do yet? What's one thing that would be at the top of that list?
Well, I got two things, but I'll do one.
Oh, you can do two.
All right.
That's fine.
So the first thing I'd like to see is us to actually have presence at each campus, so a school of business at each one of the major campuses. I think that would be really important, and we could then house all of our programs in one space instead of all across all the campuses. And I think you find the students would then collaborate better because they'd all be together. And the instructors would collaborate better because they'd all be together. And I think you find more success out of that model. And probably retention would be much better.
Ray, I would like to thank you so much for being my guest once again here on Education Matters and for all the wonderful things going on the Racine campus of Gateway Technical College.
So it's exciting times, and I'm just glad you invited me here today. I appreciate that, and I look forward to the next time we can talk.
And my guest this morning here on Education Matters on WGTD have been Dr. Brian Albrecht, the president of Gateway Technical College, and also Ray Kakari, who is the dean of the Racine campus and also dean of business and IT. For Education Matters on WGTD HD, I'm Steve Brown. Thank you so much for listening.
You've been listening to Education Matters, heard each Saturday morning at 10:30 on